The title of my message today is The Word of God, the Ultimate Medicine. The Word of God, the Ultimate Medicine. And I want to, if you are here today and you don't believe in the power of God to heal, by the time this message is over, I have every confidence that you would have changed your mind. Hallelujah. Eight years ago, my wife was told she had a cyst on her ovary. They were not sure whether it was cancerous or not. It was 6 centimeters. And they said to her, well, they were going to do a biopsy. They did the biopsy and it came back negative. Said it wasn't cancer. But they said, well, they still have to take the cyst out anyway. And then she went for a scan just before she was meant to go in to take the cyst out. And guess what? The cyst had disappeared. My daughter was away in Australia on a gap year. They had to do an operation for her. Or is it your cartilage, isn't it? Her knees. And they said there was a bone, isn't it? There's a bone that had to be cut in order for them to do whatever they needed to do. And they said to her that after the operation, or later on in life, she might have problems with arthritis and blah, blah, blah. Because the bone would not be as long as it should be. On the operating table, they found out that the bone was longer than what a normal person would have. In which case, when they cut it, it was just back to normal. And so God had prepared her for this operation. God had made the bone a little bit longer so that when they did the operation, it was just back to side. And they said, no problem with arthritis. Nothing to do with arthritis. She was okay. Hallelujah. In 1992, my wife was pregnant. And we went to the doctors and she was bleeding. And the doctor said, you know what? You've lost the pregnancy. Just go home. And, you know, the blood and everything will come out. But we said something. If the God that we serve is the true God, this one will not be a miscarriage. I am happy to announce to you that what the doctor said was going to be already was a miscarriage, that she should just go home and wait for the blood to flow out. This is the one that they're saying. Now, if God is not good, I don't know what to say. But I know that I serve a God that is faithful, a God that is true, a God that cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever He will be the same. Hallelujah! 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 Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd like to thank Pastor Paul as well and Pastor Joe for their prayers. And, you know, every time they came visiting. And I remember that it was on my birthday, Pastor Paul was at our house and he prayed with me. And that was the turning point. That was the turning point. That was the point from which I knew I was getting stronger. My energy was getting back. I was getting my energy back. And I want to thank God for their lives. They're not here. They're away on holiday. But, you know, God used them mightily to encourage me and to pray with me as well. Amen. Thank you once again, everyone, for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough, because I know the prayers that you prayed. And I thank God that today I stand before you a testimony of what God can do. Hallelujah. Word of God, the ultimate medicine. The Word of God, the ultimate medicine. We all know that there is an important link between faith and healing because of the number of scriptures, connecting healing to faith. Let's start with the book of Romans, Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Luke 17, 19. Luke 17, 19. Okay, I'm trying to get that. Okay, and he said to him, arise, this is Jesus, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Again, quickly, let's go to Matthew 9 and verse 20. Matthew 9, 20. And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. 21. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Say with me, your faith will make you well. Your faith will bring about the healing. Hallelujah. You know, when I was when I went for my operation, I had a keel surgery. They call it laparoscopy. I know a few medical words by now. You know. And the consultant came to me about an hour before the operation. And he said to me, you know, we're going to go in there. That is they were going to go into my stomach, the linings of my stomach. They had already said in a scan before this particular operation that they've seen lymph nodes in the linings of my stomach wall. So they needed to take a biopsy and go take it to the lab and to find out whether it was cancerous or not. And so the purpose of the keyhole surgery was to take a biopsy from the lymph nodes. And he came to me about an hour before the operation and said, you know what, we're going to go in there, we're going to take a sample and then send it off to the lab, and then we wait for the results. 2 weeks or so before the operation, God has shown me a vision of a consultant coming to me after I'd recovered from the operation and saying that, you know what, we went in there and we didn't see anything. And I was looking this guy in the face and I was laughing. And then an hour later, I was wheeled in for the operation. You know, as they were attaching all the stuff they attach to you, I'm putting this and that on that on the operating table. I had this song in my mind. I didn't have it in my mind. I was singing it. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. And all the consultants and not, they were probably looking at me and saying, is this guy crazy or something? You know, as they were attaching putting the whatever they call it, you know, in the, anyway. I just continued singing. And I remember the guy saying to me, you know, just think of something nice as they were putting the gas. And I was thinking, you know, because I find it takes a long time for me to fall asleep. So I was saying that this one, it will take a while before they get me, you know. The moment that they put the gas, man, I was gone. But, you know, what I want to bring out of this. 2 hours after the operation, as I came out, I was in the recovery room. The consultant came to me and said, you know, we went in there. We didn't see anything. Now, listen, they had already seen on the scan that there were lymph nodes on the linings of my stomach wall. So the purpose of the operation was to go in and take samples. So it wasn't a question of whether they wanted to find out whether there was anything, that they were convinced that it was there through the scan. He said, we haven't seen anything. He said, not only that, we went even further to check your spleen, your liver, and we found nothing. I said, you know what? The God that I serve, if only you knew the God that I serve, if only you knew the one in whom I live, I move, and I have my being, then you will understand that my God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ever think of or imagine. God changeth not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Exodus 15. How many of us believe that God is our healer or our physician? I believe. And this is the word of God. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Rapha. Exodus 23. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Again, Psalm 103 and verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 3. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals some of your diseases? Who heals all your diseases? That is the God that we serve. God is our physician. God is the one who has prescribed his word as the medicine that brings about healing. If you don't believe me, you will soon believe me. Hallelujah. Jesus referred to himself twice as a physician or a doctor. First, in the book of Mark, chapter 2. And here he referred to himself as a spiritual healer. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And this was Jesus talking about spiritual healing. You know, he said, those who are well have no need of a physician. And so Jesus Christ, he said, I have come, you know, not for the righteous, but for the sinners. So in this way, in this manner, Jesus Christ is seen as a spiritual healer. Luke 4, 22. And here we will see Jesus Christ as a physical healer. So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? He said to them, you will surely say this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country. In essence, they were saying to him that the miracles you performed, the healings that you did that happened in Capernaum, do it here as well. And so we see Jesus Christ as a physical healer as well. He is the one who heals us of our diseases and our infirmities. There is no other God but the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the one who has promised and has said that I will send forth my word and heal you. The Bible says he sent forth his word and healed them. Hallelujah. In order to appreciate the physician, you must have faith. Now, if we have faith in him or her, we do as he or she directs. Am I right? Yes. Okay. God says he is our physician. But do we believe him all the time? God has prescribed his word to us as medicine for our sickness and our disease. But do we hold on to the word of God when it comes and when we need it for our healing? Psalm 107, verse 20. The Bible says, he sent his word and healed them. So, if God sends his word and that word brings healing, what is God's word? Medicine. Okay? Psalm 119, verse 30. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Psalm 119, verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. So again, what is God's word here? Medicine. God says, the Bible says, your word has given me life. But if you don't believe those two, come with me to Proverbs 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The Hebrew word for health here is medicine. So we can say, for they are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. Hallelujah. What is medicine to all their flesh? The word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has given his word as medicine. However, only those who take this medicine can receive healing. Now, tell me, if you go and see your doctor, maybe you've got a headache or whatever, and the doctor prescribes some tablets for you, you will take it because you believe that the doctor knows what he is doing. And you take it with the hope that when you take it, you're going to get better, isn't it? We all go to the doctors, isn't it? And we get tablets, you take it, and then we get better. Now, the word of God is not different. Remember, we say that the word of God is the medicine. So if the word of God is going to be effective, if the word of God is going to bring healing, we have to take it. And we have to take it using the instructions that God himself has given us. You know, when a doctor says to you, take one tablet 3 times a day. If you only take one tablet a day, it's not going to be effective, is it? And so it's the same with the word of God. We must, use the word of God for our healing. And we must do it in the way that God has prescribed. For it to be effective for our healing, we must, you know, take the word of God and apply it as God will have us do it. Amen? You say to yourself, you might say, I believe that water quenches thirst. Okay? But you refuse to drink water. What's going to happen to you? You're going to die of thirst, isn't it? So the same with the word of God. If we believe, because a lot of us are find ourselves in situations where we know that God can heal us. But the things that we need to do to bring about the healing, we are not so sure about. Now, if you take a tablet and you put it in your mouth, if you don't swallow it, it's no good in your mouth. You have to swallow it, and it has to do whatever it needs to do in your body for it to be effective. As long as that tablet is still in your mouth, it's no good. So what is the point in not using the word of God for our healing as God will have us? You know, faith, like I said, is so key. Because a lot of us believe that God can heal, but we don't have enough faith to believe that he can heal us all the time. The Bible says he heals all our diseases. Whatever it is that presents itself, God is more than able. Amen? Amen? Throughout the time that I was ill, not once was I prescribed any medication. Not once. Not once was I given anything. And so it made it even easier for me. If they haven't given me any medication, I better hold on to the word of God as that which is going to bring about my healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, will have whatever he says. Again I say, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Faith is the opposite of doubt. Whoever says, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And so we need to believe. We need to declare. We need to say. You know, every single day, when I was unwell, even when I was weak, I knew that there was one thing that I had to be strong to do, is to declare the word of God. Every morning I will wake up in the name of Jesus. I will not die but live to prove. You know, you need to, sometimes when I'm declaring those words, in fact, me, I'm trembling. I'm saying that, you know, like, this is like the word of God is true. Every time I finish making those declarations, I feel stronger, you know, and better. The word of God is medicine. The word of God is medicine for us, for our ailments, for our diseases, for our sicknesses. The word of God is the number one point of contact for our healing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Again, I say, for God's medicine to bring healing, we must follow God's instruction on how to take it. Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. And so we need to give attention to God's words. Incline your ear to my saints. 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This is God's word. Do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. When God says, do not let them depart from your eyes, that means constantly you need to be seeing the word of God and declaring the word of God. For they are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. You know, we need to take the word of God to heart. We need to be in a place where we know that that the word of God is able to do what it says it will do. God says, like we read earlier on, I am your healer. I am the Lord that healeth you. And God has given us the medicine that brings about this healing. First of all, it says, I am the Lord that heals you. So we believe that God is our healer. You don't go to a doctor if you think the doctor is not going to solve your problem, do you? You go to a doctor when you're sick, believing that when you get out of that clinic, he's going to say something or do something or give you something that will make you better. So why can't we believe God? God says, I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that heals you. Period. Take the word of God for what it is. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you are declaring the word of God and it seems as if it's not yet working, you know what I recommend? Take another dose. The word of God is the only medicine that I know that you cannot have an overdose of. It is impossible for you to have an overdose on the word of God. The word of God is the only medicine I know that has no side effects. Tell me any medicine that man has made that has no side effects. I'll tell you, you're lying. Every medicine has a side effect. The word of God is the only medicine that I know that has no side effects. Hallelujah. And listen to this. The word of God is the only medicine that I know that has no expiry date. For the Lord says, the word of God is the only medicine that has no expiry date. For the word of God says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It says, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever he will be the same. My word cannot return to me void. It must accomplish that for which it is sent. Oh, Jesus. The word of God cannot expire. When God spoke and anointed David, king at the age of 17, but he didn't become king at that age. Did the word of God return to him void? No. It took many years, but it happened. The same thing with Joseph. The word of God cannot return to him void. The medicine that God has prescribed for our healing, his word will always accomplish what it says it will accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 30. Psalm 30, and I read from verse 1. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing. Now, I am the one declaring this. Oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and the Lord, I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing and praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. That is my prayer. That is what I declare to my God. For my God has been good to me. My Lord has done great and awesome things in my life. I will praise his name. I will praise his name. I will not allow him to raise up stones to praise him. Because my God is good and his mercy is endured forever. Who is like unto my God? My God is worthy to be praised. He is the great healer. He is the great I am that I am. I will worship the Lord. I will praise the Lord. I will give him all the praise and all the glory. For my God has been good to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your name. Lord, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name.